Welcome to Sweeping the Country One More Time. My co-host, Mr. Jimmy Carter. And Jimmy, did you survive the weather?
We didn't have any.
You didn't
but
have
it rained. I did remember how I hate driving in the rain.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like driving in the rain.
It's hard to see.
You don't get a break. It's like driving in the snow, same thing. But yeah. you don't ever get to let go of the steering wheel, you know,
and just no relaxing.
You're like pins and needles the whole time.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Well, how are
you? And people still, isn't it amazing how fast people still will pass you? You'll be going 70 in the rain.
Oh, yeah.
And these cars, Ram trucks and all that stuff.
We have to remind people.
You're going 80, 90 miles an hour. I don't know what they're thinking or they're not thinking.
They're not thinking. We have to remind people every time we get a snow in this area, we have to go on air and remind people, hey, four-wheel drive is great. And I have four-wheel drive. You know that. All my cars are four-wheel drive.
Yep.
You have four-wheel drive. They can go like the Dickens in the snow. But you know what? The two-wheel drive and four-wheel drive both stop in the same distance.
I was going to say, stopping is not too fun.
Exactly.
I was sitting here reading this, and it's just, I shake my head.
Okay,
and,
go.
You know, one thing we were talking about off here, and we'll talk about now, is that how we both avoid these days talking about politics.
Yeah, it's
I used
true.
To love to talk about politics, actually.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It's not anymore. And you really got to be careful where you talk about politics, because the left and the right camps are so inflamed.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
You know, if the left is so, like this, well, I was reading in Wall Street Journal, I think, about how this 34-year-old woman cannot understand why people could not be just thrilled about this transformative president, Joe Biden. Now, you say that to the people on the right, and their heads swerve around.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, they spin around like the girl in Poltergeist. But then for the people on the right
you tell them that
Donald Trump is a criminal, and I can't believe we're even thinking about putting him. We can't wait till he gets back in the White House. And that makes the people on the left head swivel around like they're in Poltergeist. They're so far from being agreement on this. That's why I don't understand how this election's going to work, because either side that wins is going to be extremely upset that the other side won. And that's going to be at least 40% of the American population.
Yeah,
at least 40%.
Yeah,
and they're
going
to be all inflamed. It's going to be like a sore throat with glass in your throat.
You know, it's
either
interesting.
Side.
It's interesting that you say that. And there are some people that say it may cause an upheaval within the country. I don't know how far that'll go. And then there are other people that just don't understand why we have no other candidates. Why?
I don't really quite understand that either. I mean, somehow, well, I know why the Biden doesn't have any more care, because the Democrats, once they agree on something, and they don't really want him in there either, but once they agree on what they're going to do, and that's to get elected, they shut up. They stick together. The Democratic Party is made up of all these disenfranchised people, or they think they are. You know, it's just they're made up by racial groups, by sexual orientation groups, by worker groups, all these different kinds of groups, you know, are all put together, and they think, you know, and they all have spirited conversations if they all got in a room. That's why the Democratic Convention used to be fun to cover, because, man, each one would want to get their own platform and plank, and it used to be a hell-raising convention.
But
now they've got Biden in there. Somehow they got the vice president that nobody seems to want, or at least not many people seem to want to jump up to the next slot. And also Joe promised, I think, everybody that he was a one-term president.
I believe when he was out there running.
I think they pull that out of the archives every once in a while. And on the Republican side, Trump is just such a campaigner and such a force that he destroys people. I mean, look at Jeb Bush. I don't even know if he lived. I haven't even seen his name. Have you?
I haven't either. I haven't
Is he still alive? I guess he is.
No, nobody knows. Nobody knows.
But I mean, when he destroys a person, I mean, Little Mario is still out there. He's letting him work.
All
He's
the little
in the Senate.
Nicknames he put. Yeah, he
but did. All those nicknames stick really bad.
They do.
Stick
Sleepy Joe. That one's sticking like crazy.
Sleepy Joe somehow he overcame that one. But man, some of these others.
Let me ask you something, because you brought this up and it made me think of something as you were talking about it, and whether you lean left or whether you lean right, and you're listening to this right now, when I look at the two parties right now, I see a Democratic Party that seems highly organized and a
Yes.
Republican Party that seems a little disorganized. Is that
Oh,
accurate?
completely. Because there's no leadership in the Republican Party. You
Yeah.
got Trump, who's busy trying to get elected, but he just cut off the woman that, and you have people trying to undermine him. The
Yeah, sure.
Republican institution that was Mitch McConnell and
Yeah.
this lady Ronna, whatever her name is, that just left, and a few others that the guy from Utah that ran for president, whose name is
Mitt Romney. You think of Mitt?
Mitt Romney. You got a whole bunch of those people that don't want anything to do with Trump. So they just keep waiting for him to go away, and he doesn't. And they just have lost control of, these are big party people, and they've lost control of them. On the Democratic side, no one's going to challenge the sitting president, first of all.
Yeah, that's
And
true.
he's got extremely powerful people behind him. And the Obamas haven't really, if you notice, even the Obamas and the Clintons, who probably, I probably would like to see someone other than Joe, rather see themselves, in there.
Yeah, sure.
But they cool it. They cool it. They all their fussing they do is behind the scenes, and they don't air out their dirty laundry in public. Republicans, would wreck a one car funeral. I mean, they can't seem, within their own party, on the Republican side in the legislature, in the Congress, they can't, they have a hard time, even on the Speaker of the House, keep threatening to throw out the Speaker. But there's these extreme kook factors that are in the Democrats and the Republicans. A lot of kook factor on the left-hand side, the squad and some of those people. Oh man, you just, ugh. I mean, it's enough to make me want to be a pointy head on the other side.
It's
And
almost
then
like
these
there's
far right nuts on the Republican side too, they make you want to, I mean, but the answer is not going with an independent, because that's just a vote that goes nowhere. It's just not gonna, it's not possible for those people to win. Remember, it's a winner take all thing some of the time, and some of the time it's not. But these electoral Congress deal, the way it's laid out, it's only a few states that you have to, I mean, like, for example, Alabama's not gonna vote Democrat on any side of the ledger. California's not gonna vote Republican anymore, nor is the state of New York in any kind of measure. So once you start getting these states like South Carolina and Mississippi and Alabama, Florida used to be kind of a toss-up, but I think it's more red
Yeah, I think so
now, even
too.
more this year. I think they're not worried about that. Georgia has got, they came out to vote last time in the Atlanta area and some of the other cities in that state, and overpowered the mass red part, which is a lot of pine trees and stuff like
Yeah,
that.
sure, yeah.
So I mean, but anyway, it's a few states that control it: Michigan, Ohio,
Yeah, they have so many delegates that you say, I mean, you.
Illinois is not going to go. Illinois is not going red, because Chicago is blue. So I mean, you've just got it. It's really hard for a Republican to put the states together. Arizona used to be Barry Goldwater red. It's not
Yes, it
anymore.
did. Yes, it did.
It's kind of all over the place. Georgia even is not completely guaranteed to go red. You just Nevada, I don't know where they are this week.
I don't
You know,
either. I
they
don't either.
they used to be very red Republican, then they were blue because the workers were all about being blue. I don't know.
Well, and
And
some of
remember,
it,
California has voted Republican
they
before,
definitely
but not in
have.
the president, Reagan and Schwarzenegger. But now, that place has gotten so crazy. And I do that. I know people listen to California, but really, here's a headline in a Wall Street Journal: California finds a new way to be soft on crime. The legislature creates a new systemic racism defense that risks turning many felons free. So every felon serving time in the state's prison can now retroactively challenge his conviction and sentencing
Oh my
on the grounds
gosh.
of systematic bias. So
Un
you've shot some
unreal.
cop in the head and killed him, but it was racism somehow. that caused it. I mean,
yeah, I mean, I look at some of this,
and that's where a lot of people go ahead and just suck it in and say, I'm going with the Republicans because this Democratic stuff is just too insane.
Well,
you know, this is the party that Democratic side was the kind that wanted to defund the police.
Defund the police,
and
yeah.
Have some of these crazy ideas like that.
Well,
and look how that's worked out for everybody.
Look at Oregon right now. I mean, you look at Portland and Portland.
Yeah, they're trying to reverse engines on that, aren't they?
They sure are. You know, they went in with this drugs are legal, don't worry about it, do any drugs you want. They've lost control of that. Now they want to go back to laws, enforcing.
But look at this. You have the blue. Now you think you've got your handle on what the Democrats stand for.
Right.
Then you've got them being almost the hawk party because they're for funding and continuing to fund graciously Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, on the other side, I don't think they know who to be for in the Israeli Gaza thing, although they get credit for being with the Israelis. I don't know that that's completely the case. It seems like they've kind of flipped, you know, now.
I agree.
Because they've been leaning more because the wind was blowing in the other direction.
Yeah, pretty
much.
So
now they seem to be for Gaza, although they don't act like they're for Hamas, but they seem to be for the Palestinians who embed the Hamas. So, I mean, you know, I don't, that's a tricky situation there. And then I want to know what they're going to do. Now, by the time this podcast gets out there, something may have already happened with it. And I'm just saying, before we get involved or whatever, I want to know what's going to happen in Haiti.
Yeah.
Because Haiti is in full-scale revolt. You know, the prisoners, they're all out of prison.
Yeah, there was a massive escape.
Of them escaped.
Yeah.
They're going around killing all the guards, taking over the police stations. They want to take over the government. Now, the government's got some military.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they're able to fight these people, and I don't know where the United States and England and Netherlands and some of these other people who have Caribbean interest,
how
they stand with that. So it's going to keep an eye on that one. I'm telling you, that's being undercovered right now, but I think that's going to be a huge story.
Yeah, I've seen just one story on that so far, just one.
Well, they can't get coverage in there, first of all. They can't get people in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they even want to try. JetBlue and American had flights, but they canceled them all first of the week.
Really?
And, they canceled their flights going in there. Too dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
So
I can see that.
We'll see. We'll see. That's going to be another hot spot. And then I was seeing where, you know, it was an editorial saying maybe we need to have anti-nuke rallies again. I don't know about that. But the fact that, another article was, what happens if we have nuclear war? Good Lord, I hadn't seen articles like that since the 60s. And I certainly hoped. They keep saying Putin is doing this and Putin's doing that.
Yeah, I saw some of that, yeah.
And then also, this is where the Democrats go a bridge too far. I'm sorry. There's no way that Trump is a stooge of Putin.
Yeah, I mean, that really hard to believe. Just,
you know,
yeah.
What he believes, I think, and this is the same way for the head of North Korea. He doesn't want to do any name calling to them because he wants to be able to negotiate with them and make a deal. He's not going to be able to make a deal with them if he destroys them by calling him bald-headed Putin or Putin or whatever doing stuff like that. All he's going to do is piss them off he doesn't want to do that with those two people.
I think you're right. It's the old adage, I think. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. It's keep your friends close and your enemies closer, right? I think
But it looks bad when he doesn't criticize, bad things about him. But the Democrats had dated it up because they make it look like he's in bed with Putin. That was the big deal from the last campaign. That
yeah, I do
he
remember.
He was somehow colluding with the Russians about something, and there was never anything about anything like that. No one believed that.
Oh, no. I think a lot of times, and maybe I'm wrong, and I'm not saying I support or don't, but I think a lot of times the intention of what you see Trump do is not what the face reads, right? I mean, when people knee-jerk reaction is, oh, my gosh, he's in bed with Russia. Yeah, it's not the case, said.
They're just trying to figure it out and try to do, and frankly, on the left-hand side, Democrat side, they're they'd like to say anything that takes him down, whatever it takes. Lies, truths, you know, whatever.
Yeah, it
they
doesn't
can
matter.
Do,
it doesn't matter.
Court actions, you name it. They want to get him out, no matter what they've got to do. And on the Republican side, you know, they've come up, and it's, you know, the Joe Biden too old thing, Sleepy Joe, Joe Biden,
ancient.
With Sean Hannity every night, you know, showing pictures of Joe falling down and doing stuff like that. I mean, it's a constant war. MSNBC and CNN, you know, doing good stories about the Palestinians, the Fox people doing showing Joe sliding down and falling down. I mean, they're all just whacking at each other on all these issues at play. And frankly, I think most people don't want to hear any of that. They hate it all.
I think you're right about that.
They hate the crap involving, they're ashamed that the country's in such a bad, in a screwed up state with Joe in the leadership. Because, you know, if you've got a grandparent or anybody else, there ain't no way he's in great shape.
Well, that's,
he's sleeping and all of that.
That's,
you know,
why they have power of attorney. Let's get real. I mean, they don't give power of attorney.
But Trump, on the other hand, he's old and God knows what's going on with him.
I don't know either. I'll
you
tell
know
you.
Something's going on. You know he can't be perfect, you know, in health. None of us are.
Yeah, you're right about that. You're right. And I think you're right about people getting tired of getting fed the, I guess, the feed, the cattle feed that's coming through these conveyor belts from all the news agencies. I watched a little bit of that border when Biden went to the border and when Trump went to the border. I couldn't watch it, Jimmy. I could not physically
It was so ridiculous on both sides.
It was ridiculous.
Really.
We all know what's going on at the border. We're aware of it. We know how to read numbers and add and subtract.
Well, see, the Democrats know that it's so bad and they've screwed this up. They're way more than they, you know, they meant to have this happen. Mm-hmm. They didn't mean for it to have this much happen.
Got out of control.
And the smartest thing that happened is the governor of Texas sending these migrants, or newcomers,
honestly,
or whatever we're supposed to call them.
Yes.
Now, sending them all to the points of the compass, because that way it brought the problem into them.
Right.
And they couldn't, you know, when that Vietnam War came to your door, that's when the thing ended.
It's a little different. Yeah, it's a little
different.
You know,
it's like, oh, all of a sudden my child, you know, is over there. I think we need to wrap this up.
Yeah.
You know, in the same way with this stuff. It's just,
that's amazing.
The California, the far left that's in control at times in California, I don't understand them with crime. They got some of the most awful things going on out there.
I found out something that I thought was rather interesting, and we all know that California has a theft threshold of $1,000, right? So if you steal something over $1,000, it's a felony. If you take something under $1,000, it's a misdemeanor, right? Like a traffic violation, I guess, something like that.
Lord help us.
There was a store in California that priced every item in their store at $1,000. And then when you got to the register, you could present a coupon. They would give it to you and reduce it. You get a special purchase. Now your toothpaste isn't $1,000. Well, now they're getting sued. And I don't know who they're getting sued by, if it's one of the criminals that tried to steal something and
they
got
ripped off.
I don't know, but it's just ludicrous. That makes no sense. And I understand overcrowding, and I understand that in our jails, but it makes no sense to have a law and then throw the law and say, well, it really doesn't mean anything. And certain laws do and certain laws don't, but you can steal whatever you want. Take it, as long as it's under $1,000.
Well, you know, it's just, you got to start back where it's okay for kids to skip school. And it's okay for them misbehave in school where no one can control it. I was seeing a thing here. More teachers are leaving teaching. And I'll tell you why, because there's no discipline. Mm-hmm. And if you can't teach, if there's no discipline, same way with the coaches. You're going to see after this year, you're going to see an enormous number of coaches quit.
What is the
reason?
Because
they can't control their players on this NIL thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, they're driving up from high school in a Lamborghini and saying, well, if you don't play me, I'm going to quit, or I'm going to transfer, or something like that. You can't run a business like
that. How hard is that for them to have personnel that they can rely on for the next 3-4 years, you know, in college?
You can, because if you don't play them right off the bat and do what they want to do, they'll leave, they'll transfer.
Yeah.
That's why that whole thing needs to get fixed.
Is that an entitlement thing? We're going to just lose that down the drain. I mean, is that what?
Yeah, but I think that's the way that's going to go.
Boy.
And I don't know how that's going to end, how that story is going to end. But it's way it's just like the internet. They let they put it out. Okay, I think the players were definitely getting ripped off. These schools were making all the money, and they're putting it back
Oh, no
in
doubt. Yeah.
the Title IX stuff with volleyball and things that don't make money. I get that, but these kids, yes, they were getting a free education, which they didn't probably want in
Yeah.
some cases. Some people, yeah, but I don't know. It's disgusting. It's
It
just
is.
terrible.
I agree. When I see a college player making more than an NFL first year player, that
Yeah,
blows my
that's just
mind.
something a little bit out of whack.
Yeah, there's
I mean, they
something
should have
wrong.
made it where the money goes into trust,
Or something,
you know,
yeah.
and they can get it in a couple of years, or you know, bank it away until they graduate college,
Yeah.
something like give them an incentive. Somebody
Something,
just needed to have a
something.
meeting, and nobody had a meeting on this.
Yeah.
It just went out and just went crazy. One minute it was there, one minute it was not there, and one minute it's there. So it's
Yeah,
just
crazy.
crazy, the name and likeness and
All that.
crazy.
All of it. It's insane. So what do we do? As average Joe, I'm going to say I'm average Joe, right? What do I do? What do I do to have a cause and effect? I mean, here we are with the
Only
two.
thing you can do that you can affect is try to elect, start it with your local council person, you know, who would ask the lowest common denominator is your local city committeeman, whoever it is
Yeah.
that makes up the city council that runs the city.
Okay.
Start with making sure you know who those people are and make sure they think the way you want them to think or whatever it is, but get involved in that way, because that's really the only thing you can affect is something from a small basis. You got to be in a bigger group, in a 10 bigger groups, to be able to start swaying the state elections and the power stuff like that. And
Yeah.
it's unfortunate. It's just we're in a weird place.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, look, think about it. It's just the last 50 years,
Yeah.
50 years, maybe a little bit longer than 50 years. 50 years ago, people went to church. Now, church has been the problem in so many wars. If you study world history, the church has been right there in the middle of it all the time, but not in this case. But they just got people just quit going.
Yeah, that's true. I
And
mean,
they
church
tried to
attendance
get
is
people to
down.
dress casual, and you know, it's just attendance has just gone way down among that. And so I think that's caused a problem, because you know, you couldn't have prayer here and you couldn't have prayer there.
Oh, I remember that whole movement. Yeah, I remember that. That was a big deal.
And it's left a lot of people who don't even know it without a rudder.
That's
It's a
fair.
ship without a rudder.
Yeah, just drifting around out there. Anything goes. A little bit.
Religion has always been part of life from the way back. Now, people have done wrong things with it and gone extreme with it and done really stupid stuff in the
Yeah.
name of religion, no question. But on its best day, you know, it's good things. I mean, I always said, you know, to people I know, if nothing else, you know, learn part of the Old Testament. You may fight about the New Testament,
Yeah.
but the Old Testament is the basis of all law. And in a country without law is lost.
Oof.
And it's just, and our law is threatened because don't steal, don't cheat, you know, don't do all the things you're not supposed to do, you know, in the Ten
Yeah,
Commandments.
right.
And it's just we don't punish people crimes, you know, the court system, we've allowed it to get fat and bloated. Just like in the extreme example is the border, where you these people are supposed to be asked for asylum, supposed to get a hearing. The hearings are now so screwed up, they're 5 or 6 years away, if that.
Yeah, so where do they
Civil
go?
trials, if I sued you or something right now, trying to get heard in civil court is years
Yeah.
before that happens. In criminal court, they still hadn't brought that guy to trial that killed those girls,
Oh,
not
in
too far from here,
Moscow? Yeah.
wherever that was.
Yeah,
What was that?
Moscow. Yeah.
Yeah, Moscow,
Yeah.
Idaho.
Yeah.
That should have gone to trial already.
Yeah. When it
You
they're
know,
so
one way
backed
they
up.
just these things, the system is so screwed up, and it's just we got so many things that are problems. That's why people just say, okay, I'm going to move out into the country and drive the 15 miles to town,
Yeah.
because I can't live in that town anymore. I don't feel safe.
Yeah.
I don't You know, my kids, I don't like how they go to school. I mean, people put them in private school
Yeah.
because you're running away from public school because public school has no discipline. So you put your kids in private school that you pay for the discipline to have. I mean, it just goes on and on of what people do because they don't know how to fix the system.
Yeah,
And,
I mean, that's why I ask. I mean, I like the suggestion of starting on the local level and finding those people, but there's got to be people that want to run. There's got to be people that want to
yeah.
put their name out there and take a chance
I
and
was
take a
thinking, you know,
risk.
some people don't like the urban sprawl now that's happening in Nashville, and it's sprawling
Is it?
because people have to move further and further out to be able to afford a house
Yeah, sure.
because housing has gotten so to build a house now, you know, where you used to be able to, well, it's people are getting paid more too, but that's all about inflation.
Yeah.
I mean, I know kids getting paid
Oh,
$70,000 and $80,000
yeah. I
for
know some.
jobs that would have paid $30,000 probably 20 years ago.
And those
And
kids that are making that kind of money still can't afford to buy.
they still can't afford to buy
Yeah.
because these houses now that, you know, when we were coming up, let's see, my family's home, we lived in a really nice part of town.
Yeah.
And when that house sold, it was a 160,000. I remember we moved into it was
Jeez.
80,000. We sold it at 160, 12 or 15 years later. It doubled in price. And now that same house, I bet you couldn't get that sold for 160. I bet it's 300 or so thousand dollars now.
Amazing. Yeah, it's
Maybe
amazing.
400. It's just, you know, and I mean, we could have never lived in a $400,000
Yeah.
house back
Yeah.
then, but it's just the world is different, and that's good and bad. But, you know, here's a contest for you. Where's my little cheat sheet? I was going to play this game with you.
Okay, go.
What is the number one? I'll give you five guesses,
Five
okay?
guesses. All right, go.
Give me the number one show on U.S. television. That includes cable and regular TV together. The number one show on television.
It be a movie or a series or something like
No,
that?
it's one of the it's a regular series. I'll give you that.
It's not like
You know, it's
NC.
a show that's
Okay,
on all the
I'm
time.
going to go NCIS.
All right, that's the number three show in
Okay.
all of television. Okay, number
Okay.
three.
Can't be a com it can't be a comedy. Nobody's watching comedies anymore.
You don't know.
That's true. I don't know. A comedy could be a comedy.
Your time is marching on.
It's hard because there's so many things on it. I could pick a game show. The Floor. I'm gonna pick a game show. The Floor.
The floor?
No, didn't even show up on there.
I never heard of it. I think you made
Oh, it's
that
pretty
up.
good. You should watch that. It's pretty good.
All right, I'm going
It makes
to
you feel
give you the
smarter than
top.
Jeopardy.
I'm going to give you the top five
All
shows.
right, go
And I'll
ahead.
give you the first one. We'll go down.
See ya.
Number one.
Okay, go.
Number one show on all of television with 8 million viewers, World News Tonight with David Muir on
Really?
ABC.
David Muir, huh? I'll be darned.
On ABC.
Okay.
Number one show in all of television.
Good for
Number
him.
two, Young Sheldon,
That is
comedy
a
on
that
CBS.
that's a spin-off of what was the
Yeah.
show?
Yeah, it is.
I'm trying to think of the, not Third Rock from the
I can't,
Sun, but it
so
was
it's got
another.
three words and I can't remember
Yeah, it
either,
was the
but it doesn't exist
genius
anymore.
show. Yeah, okay, go ahead. Okay, so Young
Number three
Sheldon.
is NCIS. Number four is 60 Minutes.
News and
Number
news.
five is in Nightly News with Lester Holt with 6.7 million.
Wow.
Chicago Fire is six. FBI is seven. Chicago Med is eight. Equalizer nine. And Ghost is 10.
Wow. Ghosts with an S at the end? Ghosts?
Yes, Ghost.
Oh,
That's
that's
on
a comedy.
CBS.
That is a
Now, the
sitcom.
first time you run into, we're
Young
down
Sh
to 30, and we haven't gotten to any of the cable channels yet.
Young Sheldon was a spin-off of Big Bang Theory.
Yeah,
That's
Big
what
Bang Theory.
that was.
All right, the number one show on cable, it comes in number 36 in all of television.
Oh my
It's
gosh.
The Five
Oh
on
yeah.
Fox.
Yeah, I've seen that. I mean, I've seen
That's
that on
3.1
my
million.
scroller.
It has a bigger audience than Good Morning America and the
Wow.
Today Show.
Wow. And they rotate people through that show.
Some.
Yeah, I mean,
There's
it's not always
a
the
lot of
same.
regulars on there,
Yeah,
though.
yeah, yeah, yeah. Gut, that's where gut field
The
came from.
number two show, this is the number one show in cable primetime. Number one show in cable primetime. Number 40 show overall,
Okay.
Jesse Waters primetime.
That's another conservative talker right there.
It is
Yeah.
2.8 billion. Now, he is Hannity comes in at 51 with 2.3 million.
I'll be
So
darned.
he's got a half a million more viewers, Jesse Waters does, than Sean Hannity.
That's
And then
interesting.
Sean Hannity has about 150,000 more than Laura Ingraham, who comes in at 56.
Which is another
Isn't that
title.
crazy?
Yeah, that is wild. Wow.
And then Gutfeld comes in at number 60, and he's at
Gutfeld,
late night, 2.2 million.
he was originally part of the five. And maybe he
And
still is. I don't
he
know.
still is.
Yeah, okay.
And he's the number one show in late night. Jimmy
Wow.
Kimmel comes in 73 with 1.7 million
I
viewers.
haven't watched that in a long time. I really
Coming
haven't.
after that, let's see, is we gotta even find it. Where's the Tonight Show?
Didn't
I'll find
even,
it
it's not even
somewhere.
on there.
Well, it should be. It has to be.
That's Jimmy Fallon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jimmy Fallon. He's got to be up there somewhere. You got him. You got Jon Stewart back now. I don't know what Jon Stewart's doing. It hasn't been
These
on
are
very
all
long.
really small audiences.
Isn't that
Dang
something?
it.
Wow. It's
I don't even have
changed.
the list here. It doesn't, Tonight Show's not showing up. I don't know how that's possible.
Huh.
But ratings are, these TV shows, people watch different stuff now. It's weird.
Yeah.
People watch different stuff.
I'm amazed how little things that make you laugh are showing up. I mean, Ghosts would be the
True.
only one that I can think of that makes you laugh. Maybe Gutfield a little bit. And maybe Jimmy. Maybe.
Gutfeld, I think most people would, if you're Republican, you laugh
Yeah.
on Gutfeld.
Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah, I don't even see Tonight Show in the top 100, which is pretty
Wow,
crazy.
that's crazy. That is crazy.
These
But.
things have really gone down in their ratings. They're really low.
It's
So, but it just
interesting.
shows you people are doing different stuff. You look at country music now, and there's some people that have an idea of what country music is, but
We were
is country
talking.
music Jelly Roll and Beyoncé and Hardy?
Yeah, different
And,
landscape. We were talking the other day. We were in a meeting at work, and we were just talking about some different things, and we were talking about, did anybody see this television commercial? And I would say probably 50% of the people sitting in the meeting that were under the age of 30 said they don't watch much TV anymore.
yeah,
And
they don't.
they didn't see the ad. And we were talking about a specific one that ran quite a bit on television, even online. But they said that they just don't watch much anymore. They use their phone, they're in, they're out, they get their information, and they go do other things. And I mean, the generation I grew up in, the TV was always on. It was always on, just running in the background.
Oh, yeah.
I
Well, here's
mean,
what's a fallacy about that, where people say they get their information
yeah.
from the internet. They're reading it off of, I don't know what. I don't
Well,
really know. They're getting it
Yahoo, I
off of
don't know.
TikTok or whatever
Yeah,
else.
yeah, yeah.
As you kill off these old school ways of like the printed paper
Oh,
and
yeah.
move it online and do all that stuff, you're downsizing by the moment of number of people. You've got no reporters out there. You've
Yeah.
got very few reporters in the field
So how do
covering,
you get the info?
a lot of things. So right, someone's got to create the info.
Right.
AI can't. It has to begin with a human. A human has to do something that's reporting. Then that can be taken and divided 100 different ways,
Yeah.
and put on social media and stuff. But someone has got to go out there and get it in the first place.
Yeah.
And that, and when ultimately, you're not, no one's going to go into the business because there are no jobs, and the jobs are few and far between. And you just got a bunch of, like you're having now, the people coming into television now, that are very inexperienced. They're doing OJ on the job training for people in decent sized cities
Yeah.
because they can't get anybody.
Yeah, it's that's
And when
true.
you can't get anybody, you don't pay them anything because you're not worth anything.
That's right. That's right.
So you don't get paid much.
That's
So,
wild. That is wild.
I
A
mean, it's
lot.
just it's really a confusing, time. And the military's confused. They're down on everyone. Everybody's down on their recruiting calls. So they're having to. The army says they're cutting people loose to have a more efficient force or something. I think that's a
I
lie,
don't buy it. Yeah, I
but
don't buy it either.
I don't buy it either because you just. But something's up with that.
Yeah.
And yes, they are going to go with more drones and more robots and stuff like that. And ultimately, you're going to have Skynet, just like in Terminator. That is not something that is just, that has got to be coming, if it may be are here already.
I think it is here already, and I just think we don't know a lot about it.
I think we don't know a lot about it, because I know that the Navy is so, at least the American Navy, is so invested in drones. Not just the Navy. The Air Force, we know the Air Force
Oh,
is,
all of it,
and
yeah.
the Army and everybody
Sure,
is. You know, they're
sure.
all into drones. And so it's machines fighting machines and doing that type of thing. You
It
still
is
got people out
wild.
there, but I think they've got them where they, you know, if it was really serious, they could do something with it.
I agree, and you've given us a lot to think about, Jimmy, and
Hey,
appreciate
my
that.
head hurt.
It mine does too, but I like the fact that you say go out, vote local, get the people that are like-minded in office so that they can, you know, express your point of view. And I guess as a grassroots
And
thing,
again, and
that's where
even
you
more
start.
local than that, let me put this out here. One last thing,
Yeah, go.
and I'm as guilty about it as anything, and I don't know how we change it. It starts in your neighborhood.
Yes.
It really does start in your neighborhood. It's knowing your neighbors next door and across the street. I don't.
Yeah, you've been saying that. You got to go meet them.
And
It just to
I
take
don't want to
10 minutes.
know the guy next
Is he
door. He's a
weird?
pain in the butt.
I
But you
like
know,
my neighbors.
people are just fraidy cats. They're not wanting to meet people like they used to. They stay to themselves. Everybody
I think
does.
you're right about that. And I think COVID had something to do with putting
Yeah.
another nail in that coffin. But it's still possible. I mean, my wife and I, every year, we live on a street where at Christmas time, everybody bakes cookies and bread for each other. And it's like, I don't know, it's some weird pocket we live in, but boy, we got lucky. And
That's
I
nice.
think people are afraid, but I think they're also starving for it. I really do. I
I
think.
think so too. Like at Ted's condo where he goes in Houston,
Yeah.
they don't ever talk to anybody. He knows one person there.
Isn't that
And
wild?
nobody talks to anybody, and you know, that's just the way it is. But it's the country we live in these days.
Maybe
It's
that's
just
it. I say go talk to your neighbor. Next time you're outside, say more than hi, how you doing? And see what happens.
They'll probably call the cops.
Jimmy, always
I did
fun.
see the floor. Number 53 is the floor.
All right. So it's doing
It's
better than
right below CBS Mornings and right above Dateline and Friday Night SmackDown.
it's losing the Friday Night SmackDown. Or is it
Just
beating?
winning.
Oh, good.
The
Thank
Friday
God.
Night.
Nothing against
It's
wrestling.
losing to George Stephanopoulos, though.
Oh, yeah. George Stephanopoulos stuff, I think, is what. But yeah, that's too bad. But it's good. If you like shows like, I always feel like Jeopardy makes me feel stupid, so The Floor makes me feel a little more smart than Jeopardy. So check it out. And next week we'll do this all again. Appreciate y'all being here, being part of sweeping the country. Until we do it again, I'm Derek Walker. He is
Jimmy Carter.
Good day.
Good day.